This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now,
how do they do that?
It's already been a spirited start to the show. Let me get cut number one because I want to ask a question about the Texas Rangers. Can they avoid this dubious fate?
The 0-2, and this one is slugged up the alley in right center field. This one will hit high off the wall. That's a home run. It hit the top portion of the wall, bounces back into center field, but as has been the case for the last few years, you just need to get it above that front wall.
I read something that, I don't know, it really irritated me. And it was a discussion about, you know, first half grades. I realize we're past like the first half part of the season.
Yeah.
And when we talked about the Rangers a week and a half or so ago, yeah. But the thing I read that is really irritating.
I saw a new one that gave him a D or a D minus.
Yes, yeah, that was the ESPN one. It was a D. One of the things it said on there, will the Rangers end up going down as one of the all-time fluke World Series champions? And I know your response can be, well, it doesn't matter because we still won it. But, I have to tell you, that was like the lead sentence off of the Rangers grade for ESPN. And that just really, really irritated me. But do you think that's going to be the perception if year before, obviously they were under 500, way under 500. Right now, they're on pace to be below 500. They're on pace to go 77 and 85. So not like way, way below 500, but not a good record. Do you think that's how it would be classified if wedged between your World Series on either side was losing seasons?
Yes, pretty much. Oh. Now, if they miss the playoffs this year, and right now, like they only have like a, maybe it's gone up, but it's about a 10% chance to make the playoffs. The record where they're at, I mean, it's not good. We're hoping, and there is a chance because of their division, but if they play under 500 the rest of this season and then they don't make the playoffs next year,
yeah,
it becomes very fluky. Like, out of nowhere, this team who couldn't win then all of a sudden won, and then they went right back to being 2022 Texas Rangers. It doesn't matter, as in you still won it, but yeah, it's super fluky. I guess you look at Washington, at least they were kind of making the playoffs pretty consistently, but then afterwards, everything went really bad really quick, and they went into a rebuild.
The Rangers were in the midst of their longest consecutive string of losing seasons in franchise history, and this is not the most accomplished franchise to begin with.
Yeah.
Then they win the World Series, and that's something I really want to avoid. Corey, I don't know if it actually matters, because you're like, who cares? That year, we were the best and won the World Series, but that statement just really bothered me.
I can eat one. But here's the deal, Kevin. I looked at the list of the top 10 worst MLB teams to ever win the World Series, and the number two team is the 1945 Detroit Tigers. And obviously, when we were watching what they were doing at the time, we were really caught off guard by how all that went down.
Yeah, I had no idea where that came from.
Yeah. But when I was looking at the Cardinals. The Cardinals are the number one from 2006.
Okay.
And I'm like, hold on, they're the worst team to ever win a fluky World Series, what they call it. 2 years before that, they lost in the World Series. The next year, they lost in the NLCS. The next year, they won 83 games and won the World Series. And so they're like, oh, yeah, it was a big fluke.
So are they just going off of wins?
Yeah, they were like, yeah, you can't be an 83-win team and win the World Series. But no, man, they were a great baseball team last year. Now, if you're going to say it's fluky, very rare to do it the way they did it with two pitchers, essentially.
Yeah.
That was it. That was really all you had was two pitchers and a prayer on your bullpen. Yeah, that was kind of everything went right. And we've discussed at length, Kevin, that maybe this was last year was career years for a lot of these guys. And all of it happened just in that one time. You caught lightning in a bottle and moved on. But I think that this team still has better talent than just a fluke.
Even the scouts who were scouting were like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
During the run, yeah. They were like, I can't believe that this team is doing what they're doing. But they are. You can't take it away. They won the World Series. They got hot at the right time. They played, I mean, literally, it's very easy math. They were 50-52 the last 102 games of the season. And then they went on an unbelievable run that just didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And now they're back to struggling to try to get to 500 baseball. I hope it changes this year. I hope it changes next year. But if you go, like you said, 6 years under 500.
Yeah. Win the World Series and then go right back.
Yeah. Then, like, how in the world did that happen? It will be the craziest, to me, it will be the craziest World Series champion of all time.
And that's what I was hoping you wouldn't say, but I definitely understand why you would say that.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rangers had the sixth least wins ever by a World Series team. But then I saw this was pretty fascinating to me. Since 2000, essentially half the time, the team that wins the World Series misses the playoffs the next year. Now, I realize we've been on a strong run right now to help even that out. But for a while, if you won the World Series, you were more likely to miss the playoffs the next season than you were to make the playoffs. Expanded playoffs surely helps that. But with the Dodgers, the Astros, the Braves, you've seen some really strong defending world champions. And I don't think anybody viewed the Rangers as that. And unfortunately, and the frustrating part is they're kind of proving some people right so far.
How often do, and I'd love to see the teams that were not, you know, the Yankees.
Yeah.
That didn't add to their team the next year. They just were like, no, we're just going to roll the same exact same roster out. Usually, okay. Doesn't it feel like you've won it and you're like, hey, let's go beef this thing up a little. Unless you're the Marlins, where you win it and then you're like, yeah, break it back down. But usually it felt like those teams were like, we're going to try and chase the run.
The Marlins of 97, yes. The Marlins of 03, no, I was in the major leagues then. That was not a free agent team so much. That was Josh Beckett, Dontrell Willis, Brad Penny, A.J. Burnett. Like, they had a lot of guys that they had over time. Brad Penny, I guess I should take him out. But they had a lot of guys. Like, their fifth starter, yeah, they got from somewhere else, but not for a lot of money. Then he was more famous for dating the girl who's Carl Pavano, who dated was the girl on Who's the Boss, or is that
Alyssa Milano?
Yeah, he was dating Alyssa Milano
maybe
at
I
the
didn't
time.
Know that.
But like Juan Pierre, yeah. Castro, like they were not the Cuban president or whatever dictator, but yeah, I mean they had players that they were.
That's Fidel Castro.
I'm listening.
Miguel Cabrera, who was 20 years old, I believe, on that team. Obviously, yeah, they traded or bought Pudge, but I mean they did not have a whole bunch of players that were like, oh, they bought a team and then broke it down type of deal. They actually developed a team in 03 and then added a few pieces to make it work. In fact, the Rangers were very much a bought team for last year.
Yeah.
For the most part. Now, they weren't on 1 or 2 year contracts,
right.
And they didn't get rid of any of them besides trading for Montgomery and letting him walk.
But they also didn't add anything in the offseason.
Right.
Like, you could say, aside from, I guess, Kirby Yates and Robertson, where you're like, well, they added.
But nobody looked at that and was like, look out, everybody.
We're still very scared of it. By the way, Reggie just came in and took that lighter from me. Thanks a lot.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, he came in.
I thought he brought you a piece of paper.
Oh, he wanted to light his candle in the studio over there.
And look, this is a fair point. I'm just explaining, like, some of the thoughts that popped through my head from the 972. Who cares how they did it? They won. End of story.
Hell
we
yeah.
are world champions.
I've never been a world champion in baseball before until last
year. Exactly.
This year.
You're absolutely right. And that run, I'll never forget it as long as I live. The night we won the World Series and everyone just came up to the station and we partied all night. And don't go back and watch the video during G-Bag about what happened with that one call. But we were all having so much fun. The parade was, those are all things I will never, ever forget. And that's why I think it bothers me, even when it probably shouldn't, when the first blurb is, will the Rangers go down as one of the all-time fluke world champions?
Were the Mavericks? Was that a fluke?
No, because they were making the playoffs year in and year out.
They just couldn't break through.
Okay. If this year the Houston Rockets win the world championship and then they go back to being a lottery team, you'd be like, how the crap did that happen?
Okay, and that's what happened with the Rockets back then whenever they won it. Rudy, that year, the next year, was like, let's go prove this wasn't a fluke, guys. Like, everybody's saying that we got lucky winning this championship.
Basketball's almost impossible to be a fluke because you have to have a top five, if not top 10 player in the league on your team. And so to get a top 10 player or a top five player on your team for 1 year, and then the next year he leaves again, like, the flukiest thing we probably ever saw was Toronto Raptors.
Yes.
I could see that.
They got a healthy Kawhi Leonard, and then he left to go to the Clippers. That's the that's the flukiest thing we've ever seen in basketball. But basketball is almost impossible to be fluky.
Now, it is a shout-out Friday from the 972. Shout-out to my wife, Lana, for putting up with me for 40 years. Woo! Man, I love it. And then from the 972, shout out to my sons, Gavin, 14, and Cruz, 11. They know this is the best show on the best station in all of the universe.
On the best planet.
I mean, yeah.
Other planet?
I'm pretty partial to Earth.
Name another planet that you'd be like, I'd be all right with that.
Unless you're streaming. You if you're streaming, you have not been counted for a while.
Always feel free to let us know.
All right, thanks for streaming, y'all.
Streaming the show. Thank you very, very much.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.